Hi, Rosalie. Happy Sabbath, family. God bless you.
Happy Sabbath.
Are you happy?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I'm nervous. We are so happy to worship God together. Amen. In this special place, special day, with special people, and special weather.
Amen.
When we left this morning from our house, I said to my wife, "Ooh, it's a beautiful day." Yeah, praise the Lord. You know, we need to look up. Because we use only to look back, look around, but we need to look up. Yeah? Because the heaven proclaims the God glory. He loves. He cared for us. Today, I have our two daughters, Ashley and Chiley, they are here.
Amen.
we say to them, you are the eyes of our life.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, you are father, you are mom. You know, that is a special love. The message for today is about the Holy Spirit. The title, like you can see, is Feel My Lamb, Lord. I have been praying through the whole week for this message. The purpose of this message is to present the deep need that we have. Only one, not two, but we all have to be baptized. The fill out will be a build guide and a strength for the Holy Spirit. That is a need that we have. Yes? To be strength for the Holy Spirit. For that reason, I want to invite you today to pray, to cry out, God, Lord, fill my lamb, Holy Spirit. I want to invite you to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our visitor, for our member, our brothers and sisters. Thank you so much. Blessing of your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you because you are ready for gave us that beautiful blessing, your Holy Ghost. Please bless us and use me for proclaim your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. When we are driving away from our home, we have some concern, at least me, I don't know you. You know, the first concern is to have accident. We always try to be careful driving because nobody wants to have accident on the way. But additional to have additional accident, we have two bigger concerns. First one, that our car gasoline go out. And the second one is the battery of our cell phone. Nobody wants to be driving away with the battery, the cell phone battery there. No. That's two bigger concerns that we have. Gasoline in the tank and battery in the cell phone. Especially when we are time or the high study is dark. I don't know if you have that experience in some part. And we are driving to Tennessee. There is one part that you don't see anything. In that moment, you want to be sure enough gasoline in your car and you have battery in your cell phone. Last Sabbath, my wife and me, we went to Nantucket Island to preach. Beautiful experience. You know, Nantucket is a beautiful island. We left 6 in the morning. We arrived there for 7:30 around, and then we take the ferry to the island. We preach. We made a presentation in the afternoon. We were supposed to come back around 7, and the pastor was supposed to be in the ferry terminal. Waiting for us, for take us to his house because we parked our car in his house. But what happened? My cell phone, around 7, was almost dying. And I had the concern. Need to have battery because I need to call the pastor and say, "Pastor, we are here." Ooh, I was nervous. What happened? You know, when we were coming back, it was raining a lot, and the ferry was. I said, "Take a video." But I cannot take a video because I don't have enough battery. I need to save battery until we arrive in the other side for be able to call the pastor. You know, that is one experience that shows we need to have enough battery. We need to have enough oil in our car. The Bible presents one story. You know that story is about the 10 virgin parable in Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 through 13. All those parables that Jesus presents in Matthew 24 and Matthew 25 is not about the chair in the bath. Those parables is about the chair in the end of the time. Because the message is how we can be prepared for Jesus' second coming. And here, we can find
the 10 virgin parable. In this parable, the 10 virgins represent everyone who has professed to believe in Jesus and claim to wait for his second coming.
Who is included in those 10 virgins? Every believer.
Although the Bible explicitly states the lamp represents the word of God found in Psalms 119:105, in this specific parable, the lamps can also represent our own lives, our hearts, or our experiences, and our spiritual being.
Yeah. The Bible says, "Your Lord is lamp at my feet." Yeah. But here, we can say, especially the lamp is your heart, is my heart, our mind, our spiritual life.
All 10 young women were actively waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom and his party.
All 10.
The oil represents the Holy Spirit, Christ's object lesson, page 405.
When the Bible say oil, it's talking about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost.
The foolish virgins, they are not hypocrites. They are foolish because they failed to prepare correctly. They wanted to reach the final destination without putting fuel in the tank. They wanted to stay connected, but did not charge their batteries. They never bothered to keep their vessels filled with oil because they did not surrender themselves to the deep work of the Holy Spirit.
Ah. They were hypocrites. They truly were waiting. They truly believed. But the Bible called them foolish. Why? Because even though they were waiting, even though they believed, they didn't prepare his self. They didn't put enough oil in the lamp. You know, this coming Monday, we are supposed to leave from our home about 3 a.m. because our younger daughter, she's coming back to Tennessee. And I need to drive with her. See. What I am supposed to do before we start running?
Fill the tank and charge your phone.
What do you think about me if I start driving with the tank in that time? I am foolish. Because I am trying to dry away, but I didn't have the air to put gasoline in my car. No, no. The last, tomorrow, I need to put gasoline in a fill out the tank. And when I see the tank around 1/4, I need to stop and put additional gasoline. Because I don't want to be stopped on the way, waiting. Oh, AAA, do you can help me? No, I need to take care.
The wise virgins, they represent those Christians who truly understand, appreciate, and receive the benefits of the Holy Spirit's ministry. They are the believers who welcome the Holy Spirit into their lives today and actively cooperate with him in the task God assigns them.
The wise virgins represent those data for fill out the lamp with the oil.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. And we are represented in those 10 virgins. That means we can be foolish or we can be wise. If we don't take care looking for the God present in our life, the God anointed in our life, if we don't ask for the Holy Spirit, our land will be how? But we are supposed to be wise. Take time for fill out our land. But we cannot fill out the land for ourselves. Like we will see in a few minutes. Only in God's presence our lamb can be filled out. Only God can fill our lamb. For that reason, our prayer must be, God, fill my lamb. God, fill my lamb, because we need to be ready for your second coming.
The midnight. Midnight represents intense spiritual darkness. Prophecy tells us that a massive spiritual darkness will cover the earth in the final days.
We are in the darkness, in the midnight. We are waiting for Jesus' second coming, but we need to be prepared. We need to fill out our lamp.
No selfishness. The wise virgins were not being selfish. The reality is that one Christian cannot do for another what each must do for themselves to prepare for the looming crisis. No one can receive the Holy Spirit on behalf of someone else, nor can anyone transfer the character that is born exclusively from the work of the Spirit.
That is personal. You know, we worship together, but our relationship with God is personal. I cannot say, hey, Rosemary, give me the blessing of the Holy Spirit that you have. No, she is not able to do that. I cannot say, hey, Yuri, I know you are godly lady. Give me the Holy Spirit. No, there is only one place that we can fill out our lamp. Only one place. If that place is God. And that need to be personal, individual. For that reason, when the hey, give me oil, the five wise virgins say, we cannot do that. You need to go there. The question is, when we need to go to fill out our lamp? When we need to request to fill our lamp? Today or tomorrow? Today is the best day. Today is the exactly day. Today is the day. Ephesians chapter 5. When we read that Bible portion, we can find that that portion is for us, for the believer, the church member, in 2026.
The context of the passage, Ephesians 5, 1 through 14, we receive a powerful call to walk as children of light. Paul urgently exhorts believers to live with heavenly wisdom.
With wisdom. Huh?
See then that you can walk circumspectly, redeeming the time. Therefore, do not be unwise. Be filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit stands out as the ultimate secret to living a wise, holy, and God-pleasing life.
The Holy Spirit gave us guidance, knowledge, in some way that we can live in the way that God wants that we live.
Paul starts with a sharp contrast. Do not be drunk with wine. Wine represents anything that takes total control over a person's mind and behavior.
And then Paul put a contrast between to be drunk, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When you are drunk, the wine is your government, yes? When you are filled out with alcohol, one person drunk and lost self-control, destroyed their ability to think with clarity, made a terrible decision, you know? Have you been somebody driving drunk?
Paul's warning is clear. Do not allow anything of this world to control your life.
Nobody, nothing is supposed to control our life.
But be filled with the Spirit. Just as alcohol can take over a person, God desires that the Holy Spirit governs your thoughts, emotions, decisions, and actions.
Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is supposed to take control of our life. We cannot govern by ourselves, but the Holy Spirit is supposed is the only one that can control us.
To be filled with the Spirit means living under His constant direction and influence. It means allowing the Holy Spirit to take absolute control of every room in your life.
Every room in our life must be controlled for the Holy Spirit.
The Greek text, the verb, I can't pronounce that. Translated to be filled, its grammatical form reveals three vital truths.
Yeah, I was studying about that topic. I said, oh, that is beautiful.
It is
a command. Yes? It's an order. It's imperative. This is not a friendly suggestion. Fill out. Every belief must to be filled out with the Holy Spirit. Secondly,
it is in the present tense. It could accurately be translated as keep on being filled. This is not a one-time emotional event.
Like the salvation. Today say, but tomorrow I need to looking for that relationship with God. One only time in the past is not enough. It's like the food that we take. The food yesterday was beautiful, delicious, no? But is it not for tomorrow? No? Is it not for today? No. Yesterday, we enjoyed the food. But today, right now, I know. Even though you ate a lot yesterday, you are hungry today. Yeah? It is the same in the spiritual life. Yesterday, we prayed for the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, we surrender our life to God, but yesterday it passed, it's over. Now, today, we need to fall again with the Holy Spirit.
The Christian walk does not survive on past spiritual experiences. It requires a daily, ongoing dependence on the Holy Spirit. Just as the physical body needs food every day, the soul needs a continuous filling of the Spirit.
Do you believe that? Yeah. Every day, daily.
It is in the passive voice. It does not say, fill yourselves. It says, be filled, let yourselves be filled. Only God can fill the human heart through the Holy Spirit. Our sole responsibility is to surrender, obey, and remain wide open to His work. When a person accepts Christ, they receive the Holy Spirit. But the journey does not stop there. The fullness of the Spirit means He actually rules every single square inch of our existence.
Amen. But God promised, be baptized and you will receive the Holy Spirit. But today, we need to fill out our lamb. Remember, that is a passive voice. That means we can not do that for ourselves. We need to surrender our life and say, God, fill my lamb with your presence. Fill my lamb with your Holy Spirit.
Evidence of a spirit-filled life. Paul immediately outlines the visible results of this infilling. joy in worship, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. A spirit-filled believer genuinely delights in worshiping God.
We cannot measure
how many you
have the Holy Spirit. Hmm. We can see when somebody is in the Spirit, moving in the Spirit. One external manifestation is joy in worship. That means if Holy Spirit is in my heart, we need to worship God with joy. Second.
Gratitude, giving thanks always for all things. The Holy Spirit produces a deeply grateful heart, even in the middle of fierce trials. Humility, submitting to one another in the fear of God. The fullness of the Spirit destroys human pride and develops a beautiful spirit of service. The rest of the scripture presents more fruit of life of a life controlled by the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
That means, sister, even though that is a personal relationship with God, but other person can see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in our life. Yes? You always are. You always are trying to fight with somebody else. Mm. You don't have self-control. That means Holy Spirit need to work harder in our life.
Being filled with the Holy Spirit is an internal, deeply personal experience, but it manifests outwardly in how we worship God, how we serve Him, and how we treat our brothers and sisters.
Amen. It's internal, but have external manifestation.
Furthermore, the Holy Spirit produces power to serve and testify. Before sending the disciples out, Jesus told them, "You shall receive the power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Wisdom for decision making, victory over sin, transforming into Christ's image."
Amen. We need the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I need fill up my lamp because it's the only way that I can be faithful to God. It's the only way that I can serve to God with joy in my life.
Those who are under the influence of the Spirit of God will reveal its powers by a practical application of the eternal principle of truth. They will show that the holy oil is emptied from the two olive branches into the chambers of the soul temple. Their words will be imbued with the power of the Holy Spirit to soften and subdue the heart. It will be manifest that the words spoken are spirit and life.
The question is, who need to fill out the lamb? I need to fill out my lamb. Or no, I need to fill out. I need to allow God to fill out my lamb.
Amen.
I had that need. The question is, do you feel that you have the same need in your life? Yes. Everybody here has the same need. The essential spiritual need, our bigger and deeper need is to have our lamb filled with the Holy Spirit.
Requirements for God to pour oil into our lamps. He who feels his weakness and wrestles with God as did Jacob, crying, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me," will go forth with the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. The atmosphere of heaven will surround him. His influence will be a positive force in behalf of the religion of Christ.
Amen.
Cleanse our lives. In the ancient sanctuary, priests used special tongs or snuffers to clean away the burnt char from the lamp wicks so the oil could flow freely without smoke.
You know, in the sanctuary, the priest need to clean out the lamp. Clean out. Why? because was the only way that the oil and the lamp can still on. Yeah? Question is, can I bring out Delaney or Ashley on Chile? No. The only one that can clean my life or your life is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
God gives his spirit to those who respond with total obedience. Sin grieves and dampens the Holy Spirit. Honest confession and repentance restores our broken communion with God and perfectly prepares us to receive the overflowing reign of the Holy Spirit.
The question is, if we want to fill out our lamp or allow God to fill our lamp, we need first ask that, like Jacob, no? Secondly, we need to clean out our life. You remember 51?
Stand as one of the deepest passages in the entire Bible regarding our absolute need for the Holy Spirit. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to yours.
Do you remember the historical context of that song? David was had been commit adultery with the
Bethsaida.
What sinner condition? And in that condition, feel that was away from him. And he was asking, God, please give me your Holy Spirit. David's greatest fear was not about the kingdom, was not about the money, was not about the anything else, but about the Holy Spirit.
The example of Saul, having witnessed firsthand what happened to King Saul, of whom the Bible records, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, David understood a sobering truth. No position, talent, or earthly success can ever substitute the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Why the Holy Spirit take away from Saul? Because he was in condition. David know that. And now David say, oh, I don't want to have the same experience that Saul. The Holy Spirit left him alone. I don't want to be alone. I want to be guided for the Holy Spirit.
Restoration of joy. David had not lost his salvation, but his lamp was running empty. He had lost the joy of service and worship. However, the presence of the Holy Spirit restores all of that, because the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The ultimate tragedy. The greatest tragedy for a Christian is not losing money, physical health, or social prestige. It is living without the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is sitting in a church pew while keeping an empty lamp. It is like owning a brand new, powerful car with no fuel in the tank. It is like carrying the latest generation iPhone with a completely dead battery.
We can have beautiful, nice, powerful, new, fresh car, but it's empty. Where are you going?
Nowhere.
You can have the last generation of cell phone, beautiful, powerful, but if that cell phone doesn't have battery, can be in the church, brothers and sisters. We can be here for a long time. In ruining our spiritual life without the Holy Spirit. That must to be our faith. For that reason, we need to clean out every day. What? God, fill my lamp with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Fill my lamp with your Holy Spirit.
A desire to carry the message to others. The capacity for receiving the holy oil is increased as the receiver imparts it in words and in deeds to meet the needs of other souls. All heaven is waiting for the channels through which can be poured the holy oil to be a joy and blessing to others.
Hey, that's powerful. I think that what we can repeat together.
Okay.
We can repeat together? Please, because that's powerful.
The capacity for receiving the holy oil is increased as the receiver imparts in its words and deeds to meet the needs of other souls. All heaven is waiting for the channels through which can be poured the holy oil to be a joy and blessing to others.
Amen. If we don't feel that need to share the gospel with others, to help be a blessing for others, we can claim and say, God, give me your Holy Spirit, while nothing will happen. We need to feel to have the desire to carry the message to others. In so way that God can feed our lamb. Do you remember the Christmas? That was a. We can call that bone cyclone. That happened in December 2022. That was a huge event. The weather was so bad that time. A historic bone cyclone struck our area, no? Like a hurricane. I remember that the power, electrical power, go out. For a short time, but tens of thousands of residents in Worcester County area, they were powerless. We know in our home, everything is by electricity, yeah? Or almost everything. Do you can read, Delaney, please?
Fierce gusts of wind brought massive trees crashing down onto power lines, cutting off home heating in the dead of winter, right on Christmas Eve. Incidents like this serve winter blackout. Severe winter blackouts reflect two major realities: our absolute dependence on electrical power. The moment the grid goes down, we realize how vulnerable we are without our stoves, refrigerators, hot water, lighting, and internet, and our lack of emergency reserves. The vast majority of households simply do not have a backup power reserve ready for unexpected moments of crisis.
Is that right? We depend on electrical power, but we don't have emergency reserve. The only way that we can go is some refuel or in our car. But if the car doesn't have oil, that is crazy. We are lost. the message is we need to have oil in our lamp. We cannot stay until our car, the light, is powerless, is gasoline-less, or until our cell phone, our life, is battery-less.
Conclusion. Ephesians 5:18 does not call us to settle for an occasional emotional spiritual experience. It is a direct invitation to live every single day under the continuous guidance and rule of the Holy Spirit. The real question we must face today is not whether we believe in the Holy Spirit, but whether we are actively allowing Him to fill and govern our daily lives.
Amen. Do you believe? I know that you believe. I believe. Yes, I believe. But that's enough. We need to allow that God fill our lamp with the Holy Spirit.
Paul's timeless warning, do not allow the world to control our life. Instead, allow the Holy Spirit to be the one who directs our thoughts, our decisions, and our character. A spirit-filled life produces unshakable peace in the midst of conflict, hope during difficult seasons, and supernatural power to live as true disciples of Christ. The measure of the Holy Spirit we receive will be proportioned to the measure of our desire and faith exercise for it, and the use we make of the light and knowledge that shall be given to us.
Amen. This is our daily invitation.
To throw wide open the doors of our hearts so that Christ, through His Holy Spirit, can transform our character and prepare us to reflect His glory to a dark world.
Amen. And finally,
today is the best day and the perfect moment to begin crying out, Lord, fill the lamp of my life with the fullness of your Holy Spirit. I want to experience the true joy of salvation through a spirit of praise and worship, a deeply grateful heart, and the spiritual power needed to lead my family and share the gospel with others.
Amen. I want to invite you, please, stand up. I want to invite you to read together like a prayer. This paragraph. Today
is the best day and the perfect moment to begin crying out, Lord, fill the lamp of my life with the fullness of your Holy Spirit. I want to experience the true joy of salvation through a spirit of praise and worship, a deeply grateful heart, and the spiritual power needed to lead my family and share the gospel with others.
Who wonder? I need to experience that. Dear Heavenly Father, we are here because we need you. We all need your presence. We all need that you fill our lamp with your Holy Spirit. We have so many challenges. We need to reach out people for you. We need to guide our family, our home. We need to work with you for save our family, our friend, our neighbor. But we are not able to do that for ourselves. We need your Holy Spirit. Please fill our lamp. Fill our lamp. Fill our life with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.